Unfortunately, I've been informed yet again that the list of those who are unfortunately waiting to get home help support from the state has not reduced dramatically as it should. We are still sitting from today at 341 people who are waiting, 341 families throughout the whole county who qualify for home help support. But unfortunately, due to the very fact that the government continues to fail us because they're not getting the recruitment that is needed put in place, they have more interest and focus in trying to force families into the private market, making profit for companies that have no interest whatsoever in care and support for families and individuals, but their main interest being profit. This is not how you run a proper health service, and it's deliberate policy of government to look after those private companies instead of doing what is morally right and what is needed within our county, within our community, and that is putting the staff in place where there ain't no need for private care, that the HSE meets the need. But unfortunately, like I said, 341 people are our families who are now waiting for that support. It is absolutely shameful, ridiculous, and a clear indication yet again that our TDs that belongs to the government parties who sits at the cabinet top have more interest in making private companies profit instead of investing heavily into our HSE.
And ideally, what steps would you like to see taken to resolve this issue?
Well, what needs to be is that we need to put the staff in place. We need to make sure that we're looking after those families and individuals that were in the community that are looking for the home health support. Families who don't want to see their loved ones put into forever long-term care, that they want to care for people within the home setting and who are willing and able to do that with the support of the state through the home help. Like at the moment, we see people who are left in hospital, taking up hospital beds at a high cost to the state because the government hasn't done what the government is supposed to do and look after the interest of our county. We're an aging population, and unfortunately, yet again, due to government policy, it has forced our people to the four corners of the world. And as we become more an aging community and with less and less younger people there to look after their parents or their uncles or aunties or their grandparents, we depend heavily then on the home care package that people deserve when it's needed. But yet, unfortunately, with the government policy, their interest is to try to push us more and more into the private care market, which only makes profit for the private market. And I believe very strongly that it's immoral, that it's unmoral for anybody to make profit and money out of somebody's ill health.